Hamas won 76 seats in the 132-member Palestinian parliament in the elections yesterday. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says Hamas is still regarded as a terrorist group. Rice says you can't have a peace process if you're not committed to the right of your partner to exist. She and George Bush say Hamas must renounce that part of their platform that calls for the destruction of Israel. The leader of Hamas today promised to complete what he called, quote, the liberation of other parts of Palestine. He did not clarify which territory he was talking about or what strategy he would use. The American Petroleum Institute says U.S. oil companies have worked hard to ensure adequate supplies of heating fuel this winter, and they've had good luck. The weather has been warmer than usual, especially in the east. The group's president says we've been fortunate, but he says they're still cautious. A cold snap lasting several weeks could put a significant strain on oil supplies. Prices already about 30% higher than they were a year ago. U2 lead singer Bono has a new campaign, Think Red. He's unveiled a program by several companies to sell products under a brand called Red. Some of the revenues will go to anti-AIDS programs in Africa. The program includes Red-themed products from American Express, Converse Footwear, Gap Clothing, and Giorgio Armani. The line of products includes sports shoes, T-shirts, sunglasses, some of which will be produced in Africa or with materials from Africa. Bono says he's calling on people to think about their spending power. The money, he says, would go from those products to the Global Fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria in Africa. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Air America.
We had two comments left that we're going to play for you, or two clips, I should say, from John Conyers' basement tapes today. Democracy relegated to the basement of the Rayburn office building, I believe, in D.C. It's astonishing. James Sensenbrenner, the American Nazi Party representative who controls the House Judiciary Committee, refused the request by all 17 members from the Democratic Party to hold hearings on Bush's impeachable offenses, at least to the extent that those offenses concerned illegal activities against American citizens. Now, right-wingers don't care about that, you see. Conservatives, Republicans, right-wingers are cowards. Every single one of them is a coward. That's why when you take a look at the Republicans in Congress, you find nobody, with the exception of the a couple blatant exceptions. John McCain, who was a murderer from the sky, and who's the other senator that was in service, a Republican from Nebraska? Oh, was it Chuck Hagel? Other than that, every single Republican in Congress is a cowardly snake who loves to have your children and my children go die in wars so they can stay back here and tie yellow ribbons and wear flags, but they are cowards. Now, not just members of the House and Senate. Every Republican in America is a coward. That's why they love Bush, because he's Daddy Bush. He'll smack them on the ass when they get out of line. He'll tell them they're good little children when they behave. And behaving in the age of Bush means shut up. Don't say a word about your country shifting into Nazism. Republicans are cowards. Bush supporters are just as chicken-hearted as they possibly come. There's not an ounce of courage if you get 1,000 of them together. It's incredible. And Sensenbrenner is one of the lead cowards in the U.S. House. But the American Nazi Party that now controls the House and the Senate, the White House, and the judiciary, to such an extent that American patriots, people who still respect the institutions of this republic, like the U.S. Constitution, have to hold their hearings in a basement. Jesus Christ. You right-wingers, I'll tell you when the lights go out, oh, man, it's going to be fun. Before we get back to the clips, though, this email from Dave in Fullerton, California. Mike, you want to explain that song you played on the last break? Not many people who are on history buffs or active Nazis are going to know what it is. All right, the song that we played, that real sick, play it, Kathy. Do you have it handy? Can you bring it up? It is from the movie Cabaret. It is Liza Minnelli's character and her friend are having coffee, and Hitler Youth stand up in the coffee shop and begin to sing, "Tomorrow Belongs to Me." Okay, just so you know, oh, fatherland, fatherland. And in the movie, the nice, blonde, fair-skinned Nazis youth stood up and sang the song. This is what the American Nazi Party is like. This is what the little weasels and oily little bastards who say they're conservatives in America now, who say they are Christian fundamentalists, who say this, who say that. And nothing but cowards, sneaks, liars, and cheats. It's incredible. Just incredible. Back to the basement tapes. Jonathan Turley finishes up with two summaries. First, on how the fact that Bush sidestepped the FISA court is ridiculous. Because FISA is virtually devoid of a basis to say no to Bush. But you see, Bush, being the little dress-up punk ass that he is, wants to be able to say, I don't have to use court. I don't have to use court. I'll do whatever I want to do.
Now, this is the most user-friendly law a president has ever been given. FISA virtually is devoid of a basis to turn down the president. That's why we've had over 13,000 FISA applications and only a handful of denial. That is, there's no law that is more specific than FISA. I mean, FISA is as specific as you can get, and it's as clear as you can get. But the president's argument seems to be, if I don't accept its clear meaning, it's ambiguous, and therefore you have to avoid a conflict with me. Now, under that argument, the president could engage in, you know, interstate auto theft and say that I didn't think that I was prohibited from stealing cars and moving them across state lines.
It's incredible. I didn't think I was prohibited from stealing cars and moving across state lines. I didn't think I was prohibited from spying on people. I am not going to be prohibited from locking people up in detention camps. I am not going to leave office. I run this country. You see how easy it is. Now, it's easy because we have spent the past 20 years, actually 25 years, ever since Ronald Reagan was elected, and he was elected President of the United States by Democrats, Reagan Democrats, who didn't have the sense God gave a pissant, who couldn't understand that it wasn't the amiable dunce Ronald Reagan they were electing. They were setting the stage for mass killers like Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney. And the list goes on and on. And Iran-Contra and Oliver North and John Poindexter and Rush Limbaugh. So it didn't just happen with Bush. This is Bush 2. This has been in the works for 25 years, actively in the works for 25 years. And these murderous bastards cut their teeth. They made their bones in Central America. Had to be a testing ground. How far are you willing to go to bring Nazism to America? That was the test put before these people. How far are you willing to go? Are you willing to set up death squads? Are you willing to promote mass murder against absolutely innocent people? The indigenous people in Central America. Are you willing to destabilize and overthrow governments to the extent that the streets run red with blood? Are you willing to rape and murder nuns? Are you willing to gun down a Catholic archbishop as he is conducting mass? You are? Then you are ready to take this country to Nazism. Now, this is what happened. If you don't know this, shame on you. Poindexter and the Negroponte, Elliot Abrams, the list goes on and on and on. Are you willing to sell poison gas and chemical weapons to our ally in Iraq, Saddam Hussein, so that he can butcher Iranians? Are you willing to trade tow missiles for hostages? Are you willing to lie to the American public? Are you willing to commit wet operations and actually kill people in the street? Are you willing to do this? And the answer came back from these right-wing Nazis, yes, we are. And they did.
Was a
So as we sit here, the middle of January 2006, and wonder what the hell happened to our republic, I'm telling you, I'm on dangerous ground right now. I really, really am on shaky ground, because I have been saying for a couple of years, Bush has to be removed legally and peacefully from office.
And they fastened full of pride, and they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night, until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Okay, we're live. Sorry about that. Technical problems. Stop with the emails. No, I'm glad you do write and say what the hell is going on. But okay, we got it worked out. Remember, Command Central is in New York City, and we broadcast from the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, and sometimes there can be a technical glitch, especially when you are a huge target of the NSA. So we apologize for the first 21 minutes of the program. We are live Thursday night. We're ready to rock and roll, okay? From a post at Democratic Underground, there is a petition supporting Kerry's proposed filibuster. It's not at Democratic Underground. It's at johnkerry.com. So just go there. And Kerry has a message, let's get a million signatures. Who put this up? I guess DU put it up. Let's get a million signatures and show John just how much support he has. As if you needed another reason to sign this, Kerry will enter every signature into the congressional record. History will show the names of those patriots who stood with Kerry against Alito in 2006. It's up at our website as an action alert right now. Is that our website, MikeMalloy.com? Okay, there's a number of places you can go here then. JohnKerry.com, MikeMalloy.com. You can even find it somewhere at Democratic Underground, although that's like walking into a 10,000-story, million-room building. What a weird day in the Senate. Kerry decided he will filibuster the Alito nomination, and Senator Robert Byrd declares his support for Alito, says he'll confirm. What the hell has Byrd been holding up in the Senate? Was that a copy of the Constitution or the old farmer's almanac? What? Byrd is supposed to be an expert on the Constitution. This is what makes Byrd's position so odd. What the hell is wrong with him? The Senate's so-called number one defender of the Constitution says he'll confirm a man who will shred the document? Is Byrd senile? I'm sorry. But you have to ask that question when these old farts get to that age. I'm sorry. If you're an old fart and you're not senile, please forgive me. I have people ask if I'm senile. But you know, I hate to be real cold here, but I'm going to do it anyway. How much longer can Robert Byrd stay alive? The damage that he wants to enable, the damage done to this republic will be in full flourish when Bob Byrd is nothing more than a pile of ashes and bones in some grave somewhere. Come on, Byrd! What the hell is there? Hi, I'm about to die soon. I don't know. Maybe next week. Maybe not for 5 years. But I am soon going to die because I am really, really old. And there's a law in nature apparently says when you get really, really old, you die. But before I go, let me just bitch slap every American that I can reach. Because I won't have to put up with it. I'll be dead. Man, Byrd said, referring to Alito, his obvious intelligence, his obvious sincerity, lead me to believe him to be an honorable man, a man who loves his country, loves his Constitution, and a man... What? Oh, and a man who will... Go, give him his best. Oh, thanks, Robert. Thanks a lot. How many times have I played excerpts of your barn-burning speeches against the war? How many times have we put excerpts of what you've said on this program where you bust this freak in the White House a new body orifice? And now you're saying his obvious sincerity leads you to believe him to be an honorable man? Hello, Byrd! I can't stand it. I can't stand it. We sit here and scream and bitch and moan and plead and beg, you and me. Get all the ass kicking from so-called Democrats. Say, well, now, Mike, you shouldn't say anything. Yeah. And finally, somebody stands up, Kerry. And what happens to the support? What do we got? Five or six Democrats who are saying, no, let's not do this. Let's wait for something important. Ah, you evil bastards.
Peace. Let the weapons flow. Destabilize the Middle East. Enrich the CEO. Lie down, people. Lay down your Bill of Rights. Tell James Madison we had to let those amendments go.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Honey?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Well, that's right. We're using TurboTax this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy. TurboTax asks these simple questions, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Uh-huh. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Well, what about deductions?
Found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
What?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, as far as Robert Byrd is concerned, I think we have the answer. If you go to his website, which is... or not his website, the Hill, which is the newspaper for and about the U.S. Congress, in the February 3rd, 2005 issue, says that Robert Byrd is making preparations to run for re-election for what would be his ninth term. That would make him the longest-serving senator, I guess, perhaps in the history of the Senate. So Robert Byrd's ego, I mean, we understand he's an egomaniac, but that's, you know, as long as his egomaniacy is on the right side of the issue, who cares? But that's what's going on here. And just got an email from someone who lives in West Virginia and says that because he's running for re-election to a record-breaking ninth term, the airwaves in West Virginia are flooded with anti-Byrd garbage because there's a strong Republican. I'll tell you what, you West Virginians, go ahead. Vote for a Republican. Go right ahead. You want more dead miners? You're going to have more than dead miners. You're going to have more than two mine disasters in a 10-day period. You're going to have probably one every two or three days forever. Go ahead. Go ahead. Listen to the Republicans. Vote Byrd out. In the meantime, Byrd, you cowardly old bastard, you, I really believed in you. I really did. So there's a go to Byrd's website. You can send him an email from anywhere in the country. And tell him, don't cuss him out, I'll do that, you old son of a bitch. But write to his website and say, Senator Byrd, your honor, sir, please don't vote for Alito. Please support a filibuster. Or not. You see, three Democratic senators, God, I hate these people. Ben Nelson in Nebraska, Robert Byrd, West Virginia, and Tim Johnson in South Dakota have said they will vote for Alito. They will vote. So the Republicans have 55 votes. This gives them 55 seats. This gives them 58. All they need is two more for a cloture vote on Tuesday to shut off any kind of filibuster. See, here we go again. Democrats cutting our throats. Damn you people. Arlen Specter said, when you have the number of senators who have stated their intention to vote for cloture, plus the number of senators who stated their intentions to vote for Alito, you come to 60 or more. Cloture vote is scheduled for Monday at 4:30. If cloture is approved, shut off the debate. The final vote will be scheduled for Tuesday at 11 o'clock in the morning. 32 senators, all Democrats except for Jim Jeffords of Vermont, are currently on the record against Alito. They're going to do it to us. I got a surge of, oh, Jesus, maybe there's hope this morning when I heard this. Robert Byrd, Tim Johnson, and Ben Nelson, turncoats, cowardly bastards. I'll tell you, if this is Senator Byrd's legacy, I don't care if you get 10 times around the track in the Senate, Senator Byrd, if you vote for confirmation of this guy, you're a dishonorable son of a bitch, and it harkens back to your KKK roots. It really does. Just can't escape that, can you, Senator? Can't escape. I know you've spent all your life trying to get away from the fact that at a certain time in your political history, it was Negro this, Negro that, Negro this, Negro that. Because you were a member of the Klan in West Virginia. And you've tried to get past it. So here it comes. At the very end of your career and probably your life, you're going to vote for a racist son of a bitch who wants to undo all the legislation that's occurred in your time in the Senate, Mr. Byrd. Where it concerns equal rights, equal justice, equal protection under the law. Unbelievable. All right, we'll come back to this a little bit later. We'll run out of time because that 20-minute screw-up at the beginning of the program, Bush, Bush today. Did you watch any of this? Oh, my God. Oh, my. Did you watch his body language? Did you, the same sneers, the same arrogance, the same daring somebody to ask him a question, the same idiocy, the same absolute lack of understanding what he's talking about, and the same insistence that he's going to rule, not govern. Associated Press's Terrence Hunt kicked off the festival with, "Mr. President!" And we'll get back to this later in the program. "Is Mideast peacemaking dead with Hamas big election victory? And you rule out dealing with the Palestinians if Hamas is the majority party?" Now, you're going to hear more unintended irony from this unelected idiot. What happens to his repeated line of crap about supporting democracies in elections, no matter how they turn out, and about how democracies don't attack each other? Well, if Israel is a democracy, and Palestine is the Palestinian territory, so there's no Palestine, if they're a democracy, well, then George! Hey, halfwit, they won't attack each other.
Well, I made it very clear that the United States does not support political parties that want to destroy our ally Israel. I don't see how you can be a partner in peace if you advocate the destruction of a country as part of your platform. And I know you can't be a partner in peace if you have if your party has got an armed wing. But I will continue to remind people about what I just said. That if your platform is the destruction of Israel, it means you're not a partner in peace, and we're interested in peace.
Oh yeah, okay. Just look around the Middle East there, and take a good look and see how America is all about bringing the peace. You ignorant freak. Next reporter. "Why is it, sir, that this administration is not allowing the senior, your senior staff that you conversed with prior to Hurricane Katrina, during and after, to testify, to interview, or talk with congressional leaders? And why not push Michael Brown, who's now a private citizen, to go before them? Is he's what many are calling a linchpin in the whole issue?" Now, that's the question. Hell, get real, April Ryan. That's the woman who asked the question. This most secretive president since Nixon? You think he's going to turn over documents of any kind? No documents released. 9/11, Katrina, energy, but nothing. Because Bush got protected, he's just your branch. He didn't have enough power ready.
We're fully cooperative with the members of the House and the Senate, and we'll do so without giving away my ability to get sound advice from people on my staff. You see, April, this is an issue that comes up all the time, and you might have had several discussions like this since I've been the president. If people give me advice and they're forced to disclose that advice,
oh Jesus,
it means the next time an issue comes up, I might not be able to get unvarnished advice from my advisor.
You're doing a heck of a job,
people,
Brownie.
People give me advice.
You're doing a heck of a job, Brownie.
Have a chilling effect on future advisors. If the precedent is such that when they give me advice, it's going to be subject to scrutiny.
Ah, shut up. You're doing a heck of a job, Brownie. You're doing a heck of a job, Brownie. Well, we can't have any scrutiny of advice you're getting, can we? God forbid anything your administration be subject to any kind of scrutiny or oversight or question. We might find out somebody told you to lie about, I don't know, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq or something. You think? Next reporter. "Mr. President, what do you hear or your staff hear about releasing a photograph of Jack Abramoff with you? If you say you don't fear anything, tell us why you won't release him." I love the hypocritical logic here. Bush says the White House won't release pictures of Bush and Abramoff together for fear they'll be used for political purposes. Oh, Christ, how many times did we see Bill and Monica in her jaunty beret, hugging at the rope line? Oh, political... Republicans never do that, but the damn Democrats might. "If you say you don't fear anything, tell us why you won't release the pictures."
So you're asking about pictures. I had my picture taken with him, evidently.
Yeah.
I've had my picture taken with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Having my picture taken with someone doesn't mean that you know, I'm a friend with them or know them very well. My point is, I mean, there's thousands of people that come through and get their pictures taken.
Yeah.
I'm also mindful that we live in a world in which those pictures will be used for pure political purposes, and they're not relevant to the investigation.
Ah, yes, they are, chuckle nuts, because you are a thief, a liar, a con man, and a two-bit bunko artist. What do you mean they're not pertinent? I'm also mindful of we live in a world which his pictures will be used for pure political purposes. Oh, damn, we can't have any of that. No. CNN's Dana Bash asked this about the Bush-Abramoff pictures. Mr. President, you talked about Jack Abramoff in the context of pictures, but it may not necessarily just be about pictures. He also had some meetings with some of your staff. So you remember, you ran on the idea of restoring honesty and integrity to the White House. So why are you letting your critics perhaps attack you and paint you with maybe a guilt by association? Oh, throw in a lot of qualifiers there, Dana. Why not just throw open your books and say, look, as I promised the American people, this White House isn't for sale, and I'm not for sale.
There's a serious investigation that's going on.
Oh.
It's hard for me to say I didn't have pictures with the guy when I did.
Oh.
But I've also had pictures with thousands and thousands of people. And I mean, people, it's part of the job of the president to shake hands and with people and smile. and I do. And the man contributed to my campaigns, but he contributed either directly or through his clients to a lot of people in Washington.
You impy-headed, giggling killer. Did you hear the press corps back there laugh at him? Bush laughs along. He doesn't get it. They're laughing at you, dumb bastard. They're laughing at you. Prior to the job, president, shake hands and with people and smile. You know, get with people and smile. That's part of the job, president. Oh, my God. We have a couple more. As a matter of fact, we have exactly two more that we're going to play for you when we come back. I don't know. I thought this morning I had just great grand news ricocheting around inside my head when I saw online first, not on media, not on MSM, but online. I forget whose blog site, but there it was. Was it Brad Blog? Was it, I don't know where it was. Daily Coast, somebody. The Kerry was going to lead a filibuster. Like, all right, John, redemption. Oh, my God, redemption. I'll take it all back, John. I'll support you. I'll stand up and be a Kerry supporter. Just do this, okay? Just do this. And then I find out that stalwarts, like Robert Byrd in the United States Senate, are falling back on their Klan origins, and they're saying, well, you know, I don't think I can do this, boy. Sorry.
Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Dear Gold Bond, I'm a hairstylist, and washing hair all day really wrecks my hands.
Listen to this real letter from Nikki of West Virginia about our Ultimate Healing Lotion.
Since I found Gold Bond Ultimate, my hands haven't cracked once.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now I show off my hands to all my clients.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
Thank you.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
8 before the hour, email here. Mike, I think the repug Nazis are threatening, referring to Robert Byrd, threatening the man. It's the only answer for this. No one changes that much without a gun being held to his head. They threaten the one Democratic senator who is the most supportive of the Constitution to go along with Alito, which makes the other Democrats look bad. Another sick, dirty tactic from these sewer rats. Spoken like a true American. Fox News' Carl Cameron raises his hand, gets called on by the Bush bastard, and says, "Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. On the subject of Iran, what parameters might the United States be willing to accept Iran having a nuclear power program? And to the extent that you've said in the past that the U.S. supports the Iranian people, would you support expedited legislation or a move that would send resources to such groups in Iran that might hasten regime change or democratic reform?" And you know, after 5 years in office, you'd think Manor Monkey would finally get the International Atomic Energy Agency's acronym right. I guess not.
I have made it clear that I believe that the Iranians should have a civilian nuclear program, power program, under these conditions. That the material used to power the plant would be manufactured in Russia, delivered under IAEA inspectors to Iran to be used in that plant, the waste of which will be picked up by the Russians and returned to Russia. I do believe people ought to be allowed to have civilian nuclear power. However, I don't believe non-transparent regimes that threaten the security of the world should be allowed to gain the technologies necessary to make a weapon.
Non-transparent regimes that threaten the security of the world? There he goes again. He looks in the mirror and sees that. You don't believe they should be allowed to gain the technologies necessary to make a weapon? Too late. We've already got thousands of them. Non-transparent regimes. Putin? Blair? Who's running Israel now that Sharon is ill? These are all non-transparent regimes, George! We live in a world where every regime has to be never mind. Cox News. We got time for this one? Bob Dean. Sir, you said a few minutes ago the United States needs to continue to lead in the cause of freedom around the world, and yet in recent weeks, Human Rights Watch and Amnesty have criticized U.S. handling of terrorist suspects. They say that has undermined U.S. voice as a champion of human rights and even perhaps undercut a generation of progress in human rights. And my question is, how do you respond to that? Now, I love Bush's response. By Bush's logic, Americans don't torture people. But Bush reserves the right to torture people because he's got to protect the executive branch, but we don't torture people. He's got to reserve.
I haven't seen their report, but if they're saying we tortured people, they're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You call on your Texas Straight Talk and make a clear and unambiguous statement today that no American will be allowed to torture another human being anywhere in the world,
yes,
at any time.
No American will be allowed to torture another human being anywhere in the world. And I signed the appropriations bill with the McCain Amendment attached on it because that's the way it is. I know some have said, well, why did you put a qualifier in there? And one reason why President put qualifiers in is to protect the prerogative of the executive branch. But you see, what we're always doing is making sure that we make it clear that the executive branch has got certain responsibilities. Conducting war is a responsibility in the executive branch, not the legislative branch.
Oh, are you sick? Oh, Jesus, do you have things ass backwards? We don't torture people. Why? People are being convicted in military courts, Bush, for torturing. Oh, Jesus.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
In the past few months, there's been a flurry of action on America's college campuses. The University of Michigan became the 10th college to remove Coca-Cola products from campus. After months of pressure from student activists who opposed the company's abusive treatment of workers in Columbia, U of M, with its 50,000 students, joined NYU, Rutgers, and others in the boycott. The anti-sweatshop movement is back. Students on over 50 campuses are waging campaigns to ensure that university apparel is produced in factories approved by the sweatshop watchdog, the Workers' Rights Consortium. At Yale, the Undergraduate Organizing Committee successfully persuaded President Richard Levin to eliminate tuition for families earning under $45,000 a year. And in a movement spearheaded by the Brandeis Fair Trade Brigade, the school's student union voted to bring fair trade coffee to campus dining halls. Who said student activism was dead? I'm Sam Graham Felsen for Air America Radio. For more, check out thenation.com.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now available in three sizes at Walgreens and other fine stores.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing and natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
I'm Bill Crowley. Targeting earmarks. Two Republican senators have sent a warning to colleagues who try to slip special projects into spending bills. Arizona's John McCain and Tom Coburn of Oklahoma say they will challenge these types of projects until the practice stops. They say they'll force floor votes by adding amendments. The two are saying the recent congressional scandals were created by lobbyists and their ability to persuade lawmakers to include such projects in bills. The letter to fellow senators say the practice known as earmarking gives lobbyists too much influence, and they say it's growing worse. Leaders from both parties have been promoting what they call ethics reform in the wake of the corruption scandal involving lobbyist Jack Abramoff. George Bush today says he's had his picture taken with a lot of people, so photos of him with Jack Abramoff are no big deal. Bush says there's no reason to release photos of the two of them together. He says taking photos with people is a part of his job, and that doesn't mean he's a friend with them or know them very well. Bush says federal prosecutors investigating Abramoff's dealings are welcome to look at the White House. He says prosecutors are carrying out a serious investigation and he will cooperate. Abramoff has pleaded guilty to federal charges stemming from his lobbying practices, and he is cooperating with investigators. Two Senate Democrats, meanwhile, call for a special counsel to take over the investigation of the corruption scandal involving Abramoff. New York Senator Charles Schumer and Colorado's Ken Salazar wrote to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez saying the change would give the public, quote, full confidence that no one in this country is above the law. Senate Republicans are perhaps hoping to hold the final vote on Judge Samuel Alito's Supreme Court nomination next Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist announced plans today for a cloture vote Monday afternoon. Frist said it's time to establish an end point to the debate. There were reports that some Alito opponents were threatening a filibuster. The test vote forces Republicans to come up with the 60 votes to bring debate on the nomination to an end. If that happens, the final vote on Alito could be held Tuesday. George Bush says there's no doubt in his mind he broke no laws by allowing spies to eavesdrop on people in the U.S. without warrants. In a White House news conference, Bush today said the National Security Agency's spying on some phone calls to and from the U.S. is designed to protect civil liberties. It's necessary. Critics say the program's illegal. This is Air America Radio News.
It's about 7 past the hour. All right, right back to these sound bites. But first, Zuzu sent this in to me. Zuzu just read Bird's speech on his page. Zuzu writes, I watched most of it, but somehow reading it brought to my attention a couple of sentences that answered my question as to why, you know, why Bird is going to vote for Alito. This is what Bird had in his speech. I met with Sam Alito. I spent close to 2 hours with him. I asked him what he thought about the Establishment Clause and the Free Exercise Clause. I told him that I believe the Supreme Court has gone too far in prohibiting the free exercise of religion in our country. He listened respectfully and said that he understood. He did not pledge to overrule precedent, but he made it clear that he understood and respected my opinion. I'll be a son of a bitch. So it's this psychotic, fake Christian nonsense. Again. Well, Senator Byrd, you know, you're having the same problem that Senator Zell Miller had here. You know, we all approach the end of our lives and you know, trying to get right with God. There's a lot of us believe there ain't no God to get right with. But, Senators, I don't think either one of you have a chance. I really don't. But then again, I think the whole thing is nonsense. All right, now listen to this. In July 2002, a Justice Department statement to the Senate committee, to a Senate committee, appears to contradict several key arguments that the Bush crime family is making as it defends its eavesdropping on U.S. citizens without court warrants. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the law governing such operations, I'm reading from Knight Ritter newspapers, was working well, the department said in 2002. In fact, it would take a significant review to determine whether FISA's legal requirements for obtaining warrants should be loosened. And everybody came to the conclusion back then that they did need to be loosened. Bush, Gonzalez, and other top officials now argue that warrantless eavesdropping is necessary in part because complying with the FISA law is too burdensome and impedes the government's ability to rapidly track communications between suspected terrorists. Ashcroft's Justice Department said it wasn't necessary. Everybody said it wasn't necessary. When was it? 3 years ago? 3.5 years ago? In its 2002 statement, the Justice Department said it opposed a Republican proposal to chain FISA to make it easier to obtain warrants that would allow the super-secret NSA to listen on telecommunications involving non-U.S. citizens inside the U.S. And today, the Bush crime family complains that FISA prevents them from doing just that. The lies with these bastards never stop. The duplicity. I know. Let's get juvenile. Flip-flop! 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 Isn't that a flip-flop? Would that be a flip-flop? Flip-flop! Flip-flop! CNN's John King. Ass Bush. On the NSA eavesdropping program, there seems to be growing momentum in Congress, Mr. President, to either modify the existing law or write some new law that would give you the latitude to do this and at the same time ensure that people's civil liberties are protected. Would you be resistant to the notion of new laws if Congress were to give you what you need to conduct these operations? Now, you got to love how Bush's propaganda team has come up with a new term, terrorist surveillance program. You like that? Terrorist surveillance. Oh, yeah, we are surveilling terrorists. To cloud the fact that Bush authorizes illegal spying on Americans and continues to do so, and according to his butt face, he's going to continue to do it. And according to the NSA's own recently declassified documents, they advised Bush in 2001, early 2001, that it had been eavesdropping on Americans back then, during the course of its work, monitoring suspected terrorists and foreigners believed to have ties to terrorist groups, early 2001. Oh, God, you guys were so effective. The NSA's vast data mining activities began right after Bush was sworn in as president. And the documents that are available contradicts his assertion that it was the 9/11 attacks that prompted him to take the unprecedented step of signing a secret executive order authorizing NSA to monitor a select number of American citizens. Screw the warrants. John King wants to know if there's a new law. Would Bush like that?
The terrorist surveillance program is necessary to protect America from attack.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well,
the I asked the very questions you asked, John, when we first got going. Let me tell you exactly how this happened. Right after September the 11th, I said to the people,
liar!
What can we do? Can we do more? And like the people being
the operators.
A guy like Mike Hayden.
Yeah. Right.
Can we do more to protect the people?
Oh, George.
There's going to be a lot of investigation and a lot of discussion about connecting dots. And we have a responsibility to protect the people, so let's make sure we connect the dots.
Don't you just want to gouge your eyeballs out over that expression, connect the dots? Haven't you had enough of that? Jesus Christ, can't these people feed this idiot some other line? I am so sick. How about solve the problem? How about I'll resign tomorrow? Anything. But connect the dots? Oh, I'm so sick of it. Let me tell you exactly how this happened. Right after September 11th, it's such a lie. All he does is lie. Part two of the answer to John King's question. Listen to the garbled Orwellian newspeak justification for breaking the law, smashing the Fourth Amendment. And just a note, Raisin Brain, just because you say something's legal doesn't make it true, no matter what Dick Cheney tells you. That's magical thinking. Isn't that what a four-year-old does? And it should be a serious red flag that Bush feels compelled to repeat the "it's legal" lie six times in less than a minute. Listen to this.
Secondly, I said, before we do anything, I want to make sure it's legal.
It's legal.
And so we had our lawyers look at it.
Uh-huh.
And as part of the debate, the discussion with the American people is the legality of the program. There's no doubt in my mind it is legal.
It's legal.
And so, as I stand here right now, I can tell the American people the program's legal. It's designed to protect civil liberties, and it's necessary.
How does it...
Now, my concern has always been that in an attempt to try to pass a law on something that's already legal...
Legal.
...we'll show the enemy what we're doing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This program is so sensitive and so important that if information gets out to how we do it, how we run it, or how we operate, it'll help the enemy.
Oh.
And if the attempt to write law... makes this program it is likely to expose the nature of the program, I'll resist it. I mean, and I think the American people understand that. Why tell the enemy what we're doing if the program is necessary to protect us from the enemy? And it is. And it's legal.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's no doubt in my mind it's legal, he says. George, you half-wit, it's not what goes on in the recesses of your mind that is pertinent and necessary to the continuation of this country as a democratic republic. Trust me, it's not. Your mind is the least verifiable area. It is the darkest, most cobwebby, sick, degenerate area that this country could possibly get into. Now, if we pass a law, we'll show the enemy what we're doing. Oh, my God, do we have to deal with his megalomania. We have to deal with his pathological lying. Must we also be roped into his paranoia? What's next? Schizophrenia? He already has delusions? God talks to him. The man is insane. The man is insane. It's legal, he says. Sure it is. It's so legal, you have to stop Congress from passing a law forbidding you to spy on American citizens, because then Congress would be helping the enemy being scary, evil Quakers and environmentalists.
If people are being investigated, it doesn't make sense for us to let them know who they are.
He just lies and he lies and he lies and he lies. He can lie any time, he can lie any place. He crosses his fingers and keeps a straight face. He lies and he lies and he lies. Too many believe him, they're bleating like sheep. Accomplices now in the liar's deceit. He lies and he lies and he lies.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain, it wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now available in three sizes at Brooks Pharmacy, Eckerd Pharmacy, and other fine stores.
Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Past the hour. Now, in this sound bite, we finally get to a reporter here who's brave enough to use the N-word. Nixon. What the hell did you think I meant? Reporter says, your explanation on the monitoring program seems to say that when the nation is at war, the president by definition can order measures that might not be acceptable or even perhaps legal in peacetime. And this seems to sound like something Nixon once said, which was, when the president does it, then that means it's not illegal. So how do the two differ, what you're doing and what President Nixon did? Now, once again, Bush misquotes the War Powers Act, claiming it allows him to do anything to wage war. I wonder if it would allow him to steal cars or smoke crack or rape teenage boys or bomb civilians in Fallujah.
There is an act passed by Congress in 2001 which said that I must have the power to conduct this war using the incidents of war. No, we believe there's a constitutional power granted to presidents, as well as, this case, a statutory power.
Really?
And I'm intending to use that power. Congress says, go ahead and conduct the war. We're not going to tell you how to do it. And part of winning this war on terror is to understand the nature of the enemy and to find out where they are so we can protect the American people.
Oh, you're doing a good
There'll be a constitution. There'll be a legal debate about whether or not they have the authority to do this. I'm absolutely convinced I do. Our attorney general's been out describing why. And I'm going to continue using my authority.
Yeah, in other words, mi Tejano said I could spy on you people and do anything I wanted to, so there, if it's okay with Cheney and Oberto, it's okay with me. Congress says go ahead and conduct the war. We're not going to tell you how to do it. Really? You evil little bastard, you're the first president in the history of this republic who has been told by the Congress, oh, listen, we're busy, we're eating Cheetos, and listening to Robert Byrd talk about his days in the Klan. You go ahead, Mr. President, you do it any way you want. Go ahead, conduct your war. Bye now. Hey, drop us a line, let us know how it's going. Is that what you're saying, Chuckle Nuts? Reporter continues in this topic, asking, Mr. President, stepping back from the media NSA debate that's going on right now, Vice President Cheney recently said that the White House is reasserting its executive power. Is the NSA program part of that effort? Now, what do you say to Democrats who charge that you are abusing your constitutional authority?
I would say that there has been a historical debate between the executive branch and the legislative branch as who's got what power.
No, there hasn't.
And I don't view it as a contest with the legislative branch. Maybe they view it as a contest with the executive. I just don't. I view the decisions I made, particularly when it comes to national security, as necessary decisions to protect the American people. That's the lens on which I analyze things, Jonathan. And I understand we're at war. Osama bin Laden made that clear the other day. And I take his words very seriously. I believe I've been hired by the people to do my job, and that's to protect the people, and that's what I'm going to do.
Will somebody tell this dumb bastard that his job is not to protect the people, it's to protect the Constitution? Will somebody tell this dumb bastard we have an almost 2 million man, woman standing army, military, whose job it is to protect the people? Will someone tell this dumb bastard that Goldstein is out to kill you all? His name is not bin Laden. It's Emmanuel Goldstein. Look at him. He says, I've been hired by the people to do my job. What, to smile and wave and giggle and listen in your earpiece while that twill-headed bastard sitting over to your right feeds lines to you about what to say? He says, I take Osama bin Laden's words very seriously. Oh, yeah, I remember now. What was it? The June 6th memo, the PDB, the President's Daily Briefing. Oh, August 6th, I should say. Osama determined to strike inside the U.S. That Osama or a different? Oh, you're talking about Osama Jones. I see. You're talking about Osama Jones, who hangs out in front of the White House selling pencils. Oh, for a minute there, we thought you meant Osama bin Laden. Chuckle nuts. You take what Osama bin Laden says very seriously. If he says he's determined to strike inside the United States and blow up buildings and hit the Pentagon and the White House and your Aunt Mary's confectionery Do you take that seriously, Chuckle Nuts?
I don't know where he is. Nor do, you know, I just don't spend that much time on him. I truly am not that concerned about him.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I thought you were done with our taxes.
I am, but now TurboTax can help us get even more from our tax refund.
Really?
Yeah. With TurboTax, we can use all or part of our refund for gift cards with a bonus of 10%, 20%, or more at over 50 major retailers.
Wow.
We can get more from the places where we'd spend our money anyway.
A bonus on top of our refund? I'm thinking power tools.
Or some new shoes.
DVD player.
Dinner out.
Barbecue grill.
New laptop.
Vacation.
Ugh. Vacation.
Fees apply. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
Dear Gold Bond, I got through menopause fine, but my skin took it rough.
Here's a real letter from Barbara of New York about our ultimate healing lotion.
I searched everywhere for a moisturizing lotion, but nothing helped. Then I found Gold Bond Ultimate.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, dry skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now my skin looks as young as I feel.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, I think we're down to our last one, and we will do our reading of George Orwell, 1984, Part 1, Chapter 2. The segment will be after the next break tonight. All right, the last reporter here has a follow-up on the FISA law, and the reporter says, Mr. President, though this is a direct follow-up to that, though the FISA law was implemented in 1978 in part because of revelations that the National Security Agency was spying domestically. What is wrong with that law if you feel you have to circumvent it and, as you just admitted, expand presidential power? Now, of course, in Bush's dry, drunk brain, he's not breaking the law because the law is 28 years old. And in Bush world, old laws don't apply. Or maybe he was so coked up back then, he just can't remember back that far. Reporter says, what is wrong with that law if you feel you have to circumvent it?
There's something. It's like saying, you know, you're breaking the law. I'm not. See, that's what you got to understand. The FISA law was written in 1978.
Oh.
We're having a discussion in 2006.
Oh.
It's a different world. And FISA is still an important tool. It's an important tool. And we still use that tool. But also, I said, look, is it possible to conduct this program under the old law? And people said, well, it doesn't work in order to be able to do the job we expect us to do.
Okay. You know what? I think tomorrow, maybe, I'm going to go somewhere and murder somebody, because in whatever state I go to murder that person, that law against murder was probably passed a long time ago, and it doesn't apply anymore, does it? Oh, I can't murder you, but I'll go rob a bank. There are federal laws against robbing banks, but they're old laws. They don't work anymore. Kind of like Senator Robert Byrd. He says there's something. It's like saying, you know, that I'm breaking the law. You're catching on, half-wit. You're catching on. No, you're not. And when he calls FISA an important tool, Jesus H. Christ, it's not a tool. A Coke spoon is a tool. This is a law. Surely you can tell the difference. It's a law, George, not a tool. A hammer is a tool. Or a soon-to-be-indicted former House Majority Leader, a can opener is a tool. Like I said, a Coke spoon is a tool. FISA is a law, and you're breaking it, and you should leave office. At least have the decency that old half-witted megalomaniac psychopath Nixon had. Get out of town! Get out of town, George! The law is 28 years old. Hey, we're talking about old law here. It's 2006. Who has time for old laws? So in Bush's twisted, drunk, coked-up mind, since the old law wouldn't let him spy on Americans without a warrant, he just decided to do it anyway because the law was old. This is the President of the United States. Do you know that the foreign press that watches this sick bastard, because their very existence depends on him not getting froggy and jumping with his nukes? What did he say that time, Kathy? I like to have nuclear arsenal. I like to have nuclear weapons. You know, because one of these days I'm just going to blow the hell out of somebody, somewhere, sometime, some way. The world watches this, and they look at us. But I heard Mark Crispin Miller on Sam's program tonight talking about Bush's hardcore supporters constitute about 20% of the electorate in this country. 20%. And this is who this rat bastard panders to. And everybody else is terrified. You know, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and all the rest of these people, these so-called Democrats, they're just terrified. And by the way, where is Hillary on the filibuster thing? Where's Biden? Where's who was it that ran with Gore for the vice president? Who was that? Joe Lieberman. Where are these people on Lieberman came out and said it's on the table. Is that what he said? And yeah, I got an email from Marilyn, and I'm thinking the same thing, Marilyn. Oprah today, all over the news. Jesus God, who is Oprah? Who gives a tinker's damn about an afternoon female lifestyle program? Uh-oh, said the female word. Lifestyle program.
I like Oprah, Mike. And, you know, frankly, I just have to tell you, I love the Satellite Sisters. It's just something I've been meaning to say for a long time, and I just...
Oprah has been all over the news, right? Have you seen this today? Jesus, don't you want to open a vein? She gets some squirrely-ass writer on who writes... Who cares what this guy wrote? Oprah gets the guy on and rips him a new sphincter muscle for lying in his book. And as Marilyn writes, tell me, who the hell cares? Bush lies constantly. Thousands have died because of his lies. Where are the priorities? Marilyn writes. Oh, I know, Marilyn. Oh, Jesus, God, I know. Isn't it amazing? Every single cable operation has just been going for hours with this crap, program after program, and they won't touch Bush's lies. They won't touch it. Oh, man. Constitution protections, they're laws. And law, they're just tools. Yeah, they're just tools to this unelected freak, like screwdrivers. They're there if you need them, but if they don't suit your needs, just find a workaround, you know. I don't know. Watching this stuff today and looking listening to the sound that Kathy pulled for tonight's program, I don't know what to say. You got to get in touch with Robert Byrd's office. You got to get in touch with Mary Landrieu's office. You got to get in touch with Ken Salazar's office. You got to get in touch with Tim Johnson's office. And on the Republican side, you got to get in touch with Susan Collins and Olympia Snow. And you got to tell them, you got to tell the Democrats, you have to join the filibuster. You have to. You have to. Or get the Christ out of the Democratic Party. Get out of America! Get out of here! If you can't make a stand against this, just once. And Biden and Clinton and Lieberman and the rest of these people, what are they concerned about?
Well, I got to get reelected. Can't piss off anybody.
So here we are. Here we are. This is what it's come to. Now, tomorrow, in tomorrow's news cycles, watch Bill Frist, a member of a family that worked the biggest fraud on Medicare in the history of Medicare, a company that had to pay a $1 billion fine. A guy, Frist, he's magic. He can diagnose people by looking at a videotape. Oh, she's fine. What? She's got lick spittle coming out of her mouth and her eyes are... Oh, she's fine. What? She's bleeding out of every body orifice? Oh, she's fine. What? She's been like that for 19 years? Oh, she's fine. Tomorrow, this freak will start talking about... Oh, and they all get sexually aroused when they use this term. The nuclear option. Oh, God, God, God. Go down, go down. Nuclear option. Oh, it gives me shivers. This guy from Texas, the former Texan, what was Cornyn? They love his name. What was Cornyn? He was the Secretary of State there or something. I don't know. Was he a judge? What was he? Vice Lieutenant Mexican killer? What was he? He's a senator now. Then he sit up there like old Foghorn, Leghorn, Foghorn, whatever the hell that Al Cap character. I don't even know anymore. Never mind. But there was Cornyn up there today talking about how, you know, if these Democrats think they're going to, we got the votes. We got the votes. We're here for one reason, to destroy America. We hate this freaking country. We always have, always will. We want a theocracy. We want Jesus on the throne. If we can't have Jesus, we'll have the next best thing, his little brother, George. And that's the way it's going to be. When we come back, Orwell. You know, George, the Constitution is 200 years old. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
left off last night, Winston Smith had just finished the two-minute hate, and something was echoing in his head from O'Brien. O'Brien saying, "We shall meet in a place where there's no darkness." Voice from the telescreen paused. The trumpet call, clear and beautiful, floated into the stagnant air. The voice continued raspingly, "Attention! Your attention, please! A newsflash! Has this moment arrived from the Malabar front? Our forces in South India have won a glorious victory. I am authorized to say that the action we are now reporting may well bring the war within measurable distance of its end. Here is the newsflash." Bad news coming, thought Winston, and sure enough, following on a gory description of the annihilation of the Eurasian army with stupendous figures of killed and prisoners, came the announcement that, as from next week, the chocolate ration would be reduced from 30 grams to 20. Winston belched again. The gin was wearing off, leaving a deflated feeling. The telescreen, perhaps to celebrate the victory, perhaps to drown the memory of the lost chocolate, crashed into, "Oshania, tis for thee!" You were supposed to stand to attention. However, in his present position, he was invisible. "Oshania, tis for thee" gave way to lighter music. Winston walked over to the window, keeping his back to the telescreen. The day was still cold and clear. Somewhere far away, a rocket bomb exploded with a dull, reverberating roar. About 20 or 30 of them a week were falling on London at present. Down in the street, the wind flapped the torn poster to and fro, and the word "Ingsoc" fitfully appeared and vanished. Ingsoc, the sacred principles of Ingsoc, newspeak, doublethink, the mutability of the past. He felt as though he were wandering in the forest of the sea bottom, lost in a monstrous world where he himself was the monster. He was alone. The past was dead. The future was unimaginable. What certainty had he that a single human creature now living was on his side? And what way of knowing that the dominion of the party would not endure forever? Like an answer, the three slogans on the white face of the Ministry of Truth came back to him. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. He took a 25-cent piece out of his pocket. There, too, in tiny, clear lettering, the same slogans were inscribed, and on the other face of the coin, the head of Big Brother. Even from the coin, the eyes pursued you. On coins, on stamps, on the covers of books, on banners and posters, and on the wrappings of a cigarette packet, everywhere. Always the eyes watching you and the voice enveloping you. Asleep or awake, working or eating, indoors or out of doors, in the bath or in bed, no escape. Nothing was your own except for the few cubic centimeters inside your skull. The sun had shifted round, and the myriad windows of the Ministry of Truth, with the light no longer shining on them, looked grim as the loopholes of a fortress. His heart quailed before the enormous pyramidal shape. It was too strong. It could not be stormed. 1,000 rocket bombs would not batter it down. He wondered again for whom he was writing the diary. For the future? For the past? For an age that might be imaginary? And in front of him there lay not death, but annihilation. The diary would be reduced to ashes and himself to vapor. Only the thought police would read what he had written before they wiped it out of existence and out of memory. How could you make appeal to the future when not a trace of you, not even an anonymous word scribbled on a piece of paper, could physically survive? The telescreen struck 14. He must leave in 10 minutes. He had to be back at work by 14:30. Curiously, the chiming of the hour seemed to have put new heart into him. He was a lonely ghost uttering a truth that nobody would ever hear, but so long as he uttered it, in some obscure way, the continuity was not broken. It was not by making yourself heard, but by staying sane, that you carried on the human heritage. He went back to the table, dipped his pen, and wrote, "To the future or to the past, to a time when thought is free, when men are different from one another and do not live alone, to a time when truth exists and what is done cannot be undone, from the age of uniformity, from the age of solitude, from the age of Big Brother, from the age of doublethink, greetings." He was already dead, he reflected. It seemed to him that it was only now, when he had begun to be able to formulate his thoughts, that he had taken the decisive step. The consequences of every act are included in the act itself. He wrote, "Thought crime does not entail death. Thought crime is death." Now he had recognized himself as a dead man. It became important to stay alive as long as possible. Two fingers of his right hand were ink-stained. It was exactly the kind of detail that might betray you. Some nosing zealot in the ministry, a woman probably, someone like this little sandy-haired woman or the dark-haired girl from the fiction department, might start wondering why he had been writing during the lunch interval, why he had used an old-fashioned pen, what he had been writing, and then drop a hint in the appropriate quarter. He went to the bathroom and carefully scrubbed the ink away with the gritty dark brown soap which rasped against your skin like sandpaper and was therefore well adapted for this purpose. He put the diary away in the drawer. It was quite useless to think of hiding it, but he could make sure whether or not its existence had been discovered. A hair laid across the page ends was too obvious. With the tip of his finger, he picked up an identifiable grain of whitish dust and deposited it on the corner of the cover, for it was bound to be shaken off if the book was moved.
Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Hamas cannot be part of the Middle East peace process unless it renounces violence.
President Bush made that feeling known during a White House news conference. In a big upset, the Islamic militant group claimed more than 50% of the vote in the first Palestinian parliamentary election in a decade. The Bush administration views Hamas as a terrorist organization and, as such, does not engage in normal diplomatic relations. One Democrat who will not be crossing the aisle and supporting Samuel Alito as a Supreme Court justice is Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. Speaking on the Senate floor, Lieberman told his colleagues that he has reviewed 15 years of Alito's judicial opinions and his statements as a government attorney in the 1980s.
I am left with profound concerns that Judge Alito would diminish the Supreme Court's role as the ultimate guarantor of individual liberty in our country.
Lieberman says he is left with serious concerns that Alito will not uphold the basic tenets of the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion. While the U.S. economy will continue to grow this year, the budget deficit will be higher than expected. The Congressional Budget Office said Thursday the budget deficit for the 2006 fiscal year will reach $337 billion, $23 billion higher than its original forecast last August. The CBO also said the economy will grow at a rate of 3.6% in 2006 and 3.4% next year. The United States has released 5 Iraqi women prisoners as part of a group of 419 set free because of insufficient evidence to charge them. The 5 were among the same women whose release is being demanded by the kidnappers of U.S. journalist Jill Carroll, taken captive in Iraq on January 7th. John Terrett reports.
U.S. officials are denying the release of the 5 women is connected to a demand by the kidnappers of Jill Carroll.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and U.S. Surgeon General Richard Carmona led a Healthy Lifestyles pep rally at a Sacramento area school Thursday. The bodybuilder-turned-governor implored several hundred students at a middle school to stay fit by eating a healthy diet and exercising regularly.
40% of all of our students are considered to be physically unfit.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. We're going to come to your calls here in just a second. I want to mention the for a moment here, the election in the occupied territories today. Or not today, but I mean the results of the election that shows Hamas is now the ruling party in this fledgling little democracy called Palestinian people, Hamas. Michael Lerner, who is the founder and editor of Tikkun magazine, had very incisive point on his website today, or in a press release. I don't know if it's on the website or not. That any claim, this is Michael Lerner's words, any claim against Hamas because it is a terrorist organization falls kind of flat when you consider that the founders of the State of Israel were terrorists. When you consider that actions taken by the United States against peoples of the rest of the world have been acts of sheer terror. So this labeling of Hamas as a terrorist organization, while it may be true to some extent, depending on your political point of view, the labeling of Hamas by the Israelis and the United States is once again the height of irony, if not belligerent sarcasm. After years of broken commitments, years of refusing to enforce United Nations resolutions, and if the resolutions were illegal, then the United States and Israel should have withdrawn from the United Nations. After years of this, murder with impunity, destruction and theft of their land. This is the Palestinians' opinion. And no less an authority than the absolute Israeli rabbi who wrote the book They Must Go, Meir Kahana, who, as far as the Palestinians were concerned, was nothing but a reconstituted Nazi, Meir Kahana, made the statement that the Palestinian sees the Jew coming to his land, the Palestinians' land, from Kiev, from Brooklyn, from Johannesburg, from wherever, and telling the Palestinian, get off the land, it's ours. And of course the Palestinian is going to say, no, I'll fight for it. And no less a right-wing member of the Israeli Knesset than Meir Kahana acknowledged that the Palestinian people would see what the immigrants from the United States and South Africa and Russia and Germany and Poland and France and Great Britain subsequent to World War II, how that arrival was seen as nothing.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Chloracetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Chloracetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Chloracetin HBP. Use as directed.
Honey?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy. TurboTax asks these simple questions, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Uh-huh. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Well, what about deductions?
Found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
What?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Dear Gold Bond, I'm a nurse, and washing my hands all day makes my skin raw.
Here's a real letter from Victoria, Connecticut, about our ultimate healing lotion.
What a wonderful product. I feel it working even after I've washed my hands.
Goldbond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
It works better than any lotion I've ever used.
Can your lotion do that? Goldbond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
We'll be right back.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Well, for the second time tonight, we have to apologize for loss of signal. And it's not just coming, the problems we're experiencing tonight is not a problem here in Atlanta or a problem with ISDN line that connects us. We have no idea what's going on. The uplinks were disabled in New York and the internet feed. So go figure. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to be paranoid. I'm not going to put on my tinfoil hat and say these sons of bitches in the Bush crime family are doing it. No, I wouldn't say that. When we lost connection, I don't know how much of my rant about what happened in the elections in the occupied territories, how much of that you heard. And I'm sure that most people don't want to hear any more of it. So let me just reiterate that Hamas, which is viewed in many quarters as a terrorist organization, now has the power taken away from the Palestinian Authority. Hamas won the Palestinian elections. Now, just a little bit more here for the who sent this to me, Radu. Hi, Mike. For the Palestinians, Hamas is the group that fights with what they perceive to be as terrorists that destroy their homes, kill their children, and so on. So they vote for a faction that is, quote, strong on defense, end quote. Now, replace the Palestinians with Americans and Hamas with the Republican Party. Do you find any similarities? Yeah, of course. And Reg over at TV News Lies writes, you can't say we didn't try. She's referring to the U.S. intervention in the Palestinian elections. Yeah, that didn't come out in Bush's press conference today, did it? Bush spent $2 million to try to influence the, quote, democratic, close quote, Palestinian elections. So much for self-determination. As Reg writes, Fatah was corrupt to the core. The Palestinians knew that Hamas cares about them and will not engage in subterfuge by making deals with the United States or the Israelis that work against them. And what Reg is referring to is last Sunday's Washington Post. U.S. funds enter fray in Palestinian elections. Bush administration uses USAID as invisible conduit. And the first couple of sentences here from the Washington Post article, the Bush administration is spending foreign aid money to increase the popularity of the Palestinian Authority on the eve of crucial elections in which the governing party faces a serious challenge from the radical Islamic group Hamas. The approximate $2 million program is being led by a division of the U.S. Agency for International Development, but no U.S. government logos appear on the projects or events being undertaken as part of the campaign, which bears no evidence of U.S. involvement and does not fall within the definitions of traditional development work. Yeah, well, no kidding. So even when Bush mouths democracy, I want to say, two states living side by side in peace. He's a lying son of a bitch once again. He doesn't want peace in the Middle East. What the Christian fundamentalists want in the Middle East is chaos, death, and destruction. They want Armageddon. They want Arab slaying Jew. They want Jew slaying Muslim. They want blood flowing, soaking into the desert sands. They want it to flow like a mighty river. They want to see these Christian fundamentalists, millions of dead Muslims, millions of dead Jews, because then to them, you see, Armageddon is at hand, and their vaunted Savior will, you know, step out of the clouds or something. Jesus. Yeah, that's his name. Onto a huge pile of corpses. And pat all the good Christians on the head. Now, I'm not mocking followers of Christ or followers of Jesus. I'm mocking these sick, degenerate Christians who want to see nothing but blood in the Middle East. And Bush is one of them. All this talk about the roadmap, road schmap. They don't want a roadmap. They want the Palestinians and the Israelis to continue to blow up each other's villages and civilians and buses kill each other at checkpoints and strap shrapnel bombs to their bodies. This is what the Bush crime family wants. There's nobody from the West, not from the UK either, nowhere working to solve this unsolvable problem. Nobody. You tell me. Who's working to solve it? Nobody. And the slaughter continues. And I don't care what you say, these people are brothers and sisters, these Palestinians and Israelis. To the same degree, and I don't want to piss off Canadians, but to the same degree that Americans and Canadians.
Oh, Mike, you're so full of it. That's not even a good comparison.
Okay, whatever. But let's not forget the Israeli and CIA funding of Hamas back in the 70s, especially the Israelis, because they saw the funding of Hamas as a means of diluting the strongly secular PLO in the 70s. Now keep in mind, Hamas is a religious party or a religious organization. PLO was not. But this is what Bush policies are doing in the Middle East. This is what Israeli policies have done in the occupied territories. Oh, that's what we need. More religious fanatics. Did you see the celebratory parades that were carried on most of the networks tonight? Lead story, you know, events in Israel, lead story. Events in the occupied territories, lead story. And the commentators had to point out that Hamas is so religious that in the street demonstrations now in support of the results of this election, the men are all marching in front, and the women shoved to the back with their heads covered. Now, if that's the way they want to live, it's, you know, it's certainly not my business or yours. But it's a clear indication of what has happened in these elections. But it is democracy, isn't it? Huh? Jimmy Carter will tell you it all went the way it was supposed to go. There are even State Department reports from years ago, and don't ask me for a link because I can't provide it anymore. But Israel reportedly paid money to build mosques in support of Hamas, to undermine the secular PLO back 30 years ago. Oh, well. That terrible, bloody, ugly situation will continue. And all the fundamentalist, Armageddonist, Dominionist Christian groups will just continue to foment it, to stir it up. They don't want a solution. Who's helping? Who truly is helping? Who is helping the people on both sides of this issue in Israel? The people who are determined, I am not going to relent, whether they are Israelis or Palestinians. Who's helping? You know, what neutral force is trying to bring these people together? Who's doing it? Nobody. So the ugliness and the killing and the bombing and the suicide attacks and the rocket attacks, all of it continues. Jesus. Don't you wish that somewhere, someone could provide some leadership to these horribly painful spots on Earth where people are slaughtering and butchering for the most asinine of reasons? Don't you wish there was some leadership somewhere? The United States in the toilet. The UK right with them. The Russians, forget about it. The Chinese, don't make me laugh. The Japanese, no, we'll stay here. Never mind, go away. The Indians, they have their own hatreds and internecine fighting. Who is there? Who is there? Huh? Anybody? I'm sorry. I just get carried away. I guess it's because I see so much that directly affects the so-called Western world. So much negative stuff that happens as a result of this clash that truly has its genesis, you'll pardon the word, in the Palestine. What do we call it now? Israel-Palestine? I don't even know. Let's call it Israel-Palestine. So much of the trouble is right there. That's, you know, isn't that what Bin Laden said? Oh, screw Bin Laden. But you're going to listen to him or not? Bush listens to him very closely. Well, if he listens to him very closely, didn't he hear Bin Laden say, how about treating the situation in that part of the world a little more even-handedly? Oh, God, I'm trying to think. But Bin Laden is a peacemaker. Oh, shouldn't do that.
Peace, salam, shalom. We believe in peace.
My dream is that there be a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with Iraq.
Peace, salam, shalom. We believe in peace. Peace, salam, shalom. We will work for peace.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. Working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
We're just about out of time, and I realize we... what have you taken? How many phone calls tonight? None. I apologize for all the technical screw-ups tonight. I honestly don't believe that they were the result of any kind of inaction or incompetence on the part of our crew in New York, who desperately tried to engineer tonight and handle this. Jason Isaac, our resident rock star, D. Neal, our associate producer. Jason says he actually spilled Coca-Cola all over the board. No, he didn't. So anyway,
I didn't hear him say the cola part.
I know. Bad night here at Black Rock, and we do apologize. Tomorrow will be lovely and fun. I frankly think that there are forces working against Air America and this program. They also got the Majority Report blog. That got bombed. Oh, well. Thanks to our out-of-New-York crew. They, at least, are protected from all this. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. And Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And pulling her hair out tonight in great, thick clumps, our executive producer, Catherine Bay. Don't forget, go to johncarey.com or come to my website, mikemalloy.com, or there is an action alert on Democratic Underground. It's all over the place. I'm sure it's on numerous websites. Sign the petition that John Kerry is asking for to support this filibuster that Kerry now has called for. And you know, the sad part of all this is to realize that the most resistance to this idea is coming from his fellow Democrats, his fellow Senate Democrats, a certain cadre of fellow Senate Democrats. It's astonishing. The Republicans will try their usual tack. You know, the Democrats are unpatriotic. They are no better than Osama. Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, Monica, 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 Lewinsky, Lewinsky, Lewinsky. Whitewater, 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 Whitewater. You know, Republicans in the Senate do what Republicans in the Senate are programmed to do. They are non-human. You take a look at John Cornyn or Bill Frist or Mitch McConnell or some of these other Senate Republicans and tell me that these are human beings. They're not. They're nasty little bastards. I don't know what they are, but they're not human. The Democrats, though, are the ones who are, oh, I don't know. You know, Bart Kopp, and I know you all are familiar with BartKopp.com. It's the second most important site on the Internet, the first being... not MikeMalloy.com. The first being Consortium News. Is it ConsortiumNews.com? But the Bart Kopp site is. I forget what I was going to say. I have no idea. It just totally got away.
How much coke on the keyboard?
I don't know what. I'm sure it's at Bart Kopp. I'm sure it's all over the place. Kerry will enter every signature into the congressional record. So resist this. I know you're tired of it, right? Huh? A lot of folks are just tired of it. Call the White House switchboard tomorrow. Or I'm sorry, the Senate switchboard tomorrow. Ask for the senator that you want to pressure. I know what I was going to say. Is what Bart Kopp has been saying for 4 years now, these pink tutu Democrats, people like Lieberman, people like Biden. Of course, Bart Kopp has a soft spot in his heart for Hillary Clinton, but the Senate Democrats are the ones that are absolutely going to resist and screw up what Kerry is trying to do. And I... I find that to be suicidal. But what the hell? Democrats, all of us Democrats, have never been known for single-mindedness. We are not. That's not what we are. We think, and sometimes we think with our asses. We don't think properly sometimes. You know, we do it wrong. Ultimately, it turns out to be wrong. But at least we're not lockstep, goose-stepping, brain-dead, knuckle-dragging, limb-boss-sucking Republicans. Did I leave anything out there? I may have. So, if you have ever been inclined to send a fax, don't send an email. It's not worth the time. If you've ever been inclined to send a fax or make a phone call, and you are a normal American who believes in what our Constitution says, even though it's taken us 230 years to try to practice what that Constitution says. But if you do believe that, in the least way, you know, respond. You know, let democracy work. Democracy worked in the Palestinian territory, or the occupied territories, right? Democracy worked, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, in Iraq, right? Maybe it can work here. You know, respond. Do something. Somebody said to me the other day, "Oh, come on, Malloy, don't do something. Just stand there." Yeah. Bring up the music, madam, and let's get out of here. Put on the buttermilk. We're ready to go home. I'll see you tomorrow night, Truth Seeker. Thanks for participating in the program again. Sorry for the screw-ups tonight, but we have become, if not public enemy number, never would consider number one, but at least number 16 to the Bush crime family. I think Sam Cedar has become public enemy number one. We'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.